Well, hello and welcome. I'm Nicole Eisler, empowerment coach and your host here on the Limited to Liberated podcast, where I take energy and mindset topics that may feel complex, maybe they even feel confusing, and make them simple, now wait, simple and fun to implement for a healthier and happier life. Are you up for some of that? Simple plus fun to live healthier and happier. Who wouldn't say yes to that? If it sounds great to you, be sure to subscribe to my podcast. Be sure to stick around because you're going to catch a new episode every week. Let's dive in. Hey, it is Nicole here, back for another episode. Have you ever struggled with or had heavy thoughts, a series of heavy thoughts, felt caught up in heavy thinking, feeling down, feeling out, feeling what we call, air quotes, depressed, right? Depression, it seems like this is a big topic. It's a very real topic, and there's certainly a lot of posting and blogs and articles and all kinds of things, this global conversation, right, surrounding death by suicide. We have some famous people that have passed in just, you know, recent months and even before that. And so this is a very real topic, but there are definitely, because this is From Limited to Liberated podcast, this is always the perspective of what you can do to change your life and to shift your life, how to empower yourself so that you don't get caught up in the global conditioning, right? Because there's a lot of perspectives out there. There's a lot of experts that tell you things or post things or share things. And then there's just a lot of conversation around the cooler, the water cooler, right, that happens. And a lot of it can seem scary and very believable, but this is always, this podcast, the whole point of what we do here is to help you shift from feeling stuck, feeling trapped, feeling limited, to taking action in your own life, to being your best advocate, and so looking at things from different perspectives. And so today we're going to talk about depression and the myths that you need to stop believing. Now, this is not about diagnosing, just putting that out there. This is not any medical claims. I don't diagnose people. That is not what I do. What I help my clients do is look at their life from a different perspective, an empowered perspective, taking a step out of it as the participant and taking an observer's role and really reviewing what is working, helping them assess what is working, what is not working, so that they can step into the life they want. They can stop and eliminate the things that are not working, that are creating pressure, that are building up on them, that feel overwhelming, that feel out of control. Because no matter who you are, that can happen. I was talking with a colleague this morning, and we just love our conversations because we really discuss in depth our business, the energy of our business. What is it creating? Is it providing what we want? Are we on point? Are we on target? Are we creating space for people to step into? And of course, in alignment with that, are we feeling energized and empowered in the space that we're creating? Because every single area of your life impacts you. It impacts your energy. And while the whole focus here is about how you live your best life, living inside out, going within to find the answers, and then making those decisions, because your life is simply a reflection of you, of your subconscious beliefs, right? And that mirror reflection of who you are. The fact is that we still have to assess those external things to be sure, is that what I want? Am I in alignment? Is this feeding me? Is it accelerating my success, but is it also activating all the good things that I want to feel inside? So that's what we're looking at in this episode, is what are the myths that are out there and what do we need to stop believing about depression? Because when I hear depression, I get like, it is, boom, I am straight up at attention. Depression is something very close to me. My mother suffered with depression and never recovered. Okay, never recovered. Now, I could have grown up and I could have had the perspective that depression basically stops your life, because that's what I saw, and that you never get out. Once you go in, once you're diagnosed with depression, that you never get out. That's one of the myths we want to look at, because that's just simply not true. And how do you even get diagnosed, right? How do you get that diagnosis? And my mother would come home and she'd say, oh, it's so great. They finally figured out what's wrong with me. I have depression. And I remember feeling like, that doesn't sound good. I don't, you know, why is that a good thing? She was just looking for answers, right? But that's not where you want to look for answers in a diagnosis, right? We want to look for answers on the inside. And why are we talking about this? Because there's some scary facts going on around. There's scary statistics that, you know, globally, it's estimated 350 million people. This is all different ages are suffering with this thing called depression. And that this number, this is what, we have more resources than ever before to start businesses, to live your passion, to live healthy. We have supplements. We have people providing services. You could go to, I mean, there's chiropractors everywhere. There's massage therapists. There's energy healers. There's light workers. There's coaches. I mean, what do you need? You can find it just about anywhere, depending on, of course, where you live on the planet. But you can Google information. You can be your own holistic provider, you know, for things. And yet, the number of people diagnosed every year increases 20% when it comes to depression. What? This is where I can't wrap my head around this. We have more opportunity than ever to be healthy, to be vibrant, to live our best life. And more people than ever are being diagnosed with depression. And we have to really look at that. Is it just because people are catching this thing called depression? You know, is it like the flu bug? I mean, it's just this word is thrown around. It's the leading cause of disability worldwide. And a major contributor to the overall global burden of disease, which is dis-ease. People with depression have dis-ease. They have dis-ease in their body. And I'm not saying disease because we're going to talk about that. This is globally. This is not just an area. This is, but if you look culturally, like where, you know, where people don't have access to things like the internet and, you know, social media and all this stuff, and people are a little bit happier. Isn't that what we talk about? To get unplugged, to be happier, right? So where are the shifts and what's happening, and that women are twice as likely as men to develop depression? We'll talk about that too. And the reason too, I do mentoring for young people in that 18 to 24 age range. It's so important. That's one of the leading age ranges for depression diagnosis right now. There's so much pressure for young people. And oh my gosh, you know, everybody's talking about millennials and this and that. And then also it's more prevalent in ages 45 to 64. Huh. So coming out of childhood, need to figure out the whole rest of my life. No pressure there. And then, I've been an adult for so many years. Now I need to figure out the last phase of my life. No pressure there. It feels like there's a lot of this that, like what I know from the spiritual side of things, there's a lot of this about living life on purpose. What if I don't know what my purpose is? I don't know what my purpose is. I'm 19. What am I supposed to do with the rest of my life? Could it be a cause? I mean, hey, it's a lot of pressure. Social media makes it look like everybody's successful already. Maybe you're supposed to have it all figured out. I talk with a lot of parents as well, parents who are clients who have children in that age range, and they're struggling. Should I go to college? I don't know what I'm going to go to college for. They go to college, they flunk out their first year. Now they're back at home and they don't know what they want to do, and they can't seem to get a job. They can't get out of this rut. Parents are saying, get a job. You need to work. Kids are feeling immense pressure. Have I failed? I should be in college. All my friends are in college, or they're in the service, or I don't know what I want to do, right? There's a lot around this. And so helping them really cope with, not cope, but like figure it out. Man, the pressure we put on ourselves to just be perfect, have it all figured out already. And then working with clients as well in that 45 to 64 range, coming through, looking at retirement. And I just had a woman post in my community the other day, I'd like to know, what do you do after 50? You have to find a new purpose. Why? Because your kids most likely are, you know, they're in college or they've moved out, or your whole focus isn't about getting them to high school anymore, or you're looking at retirement now and now what, or your spouse retires and they're home all the time and that was never the same. All these things, these pieces start to move and they start to change and the brain goes, what the WTF, man? Like, what's happening here? And then you look at social media and all these, you look at people you think are so successful and they're famous. They have everything. They have money. They have this. They have that. And then you read about their terrible, awful suicide in the news. And it is like and social media hits faster than ever before. It is a wave, right? This wave of sadness that rushes through social media. And you start to go, oh my God, if they had everything and they got so depressed that they committed suicide, oh, and so this panic, right? So all of this creates a change in frequency on our planet because panic, this extreme like worry, concern, you know, what am I going to do? And then you look at your own family or you look at your own life. You're like, I don't know what to do. What if this hits us? What if this happens? Is it hereditary? What do we need to worry about? Oh my God, really, I'm speaking on this topic. I'm very passionate about this topic because some of the myths that I'll share, I experienced. I experienced them. I had people try to convince me, you know, that depression is just something you're stuck with. You can't change it. You just got to cross your fingers and wait it out and hope it goes away. Right? No. God, that's so scary. There's science to it, though. Right? And really, that the medications, because that's one of the things people turn to. I've had this anxiety, I've had this depression, I've had these emotions. I need to get on medication because I need to make them go away because they're bad. And they're not bad. Right? I have podcast videos, everything. I try to help people understand why there are no bad emotions. Not all of them feel good, but they're not bad. They become very negative. They impact your energy negatively, right? And if they're, but they're not meant to live in. Like, it's not a zone you want to live in, right? So it's something to help you and alert you, some of these emotions we have, but you're not meant to live with them 24/7. Now, the medications, all that does, what? So wipes away the ability for you to feel and perceive your emotions. Great, it takes away your symptoms, but it doesn't erase why the symptoms are there. Those emotions are vital to your happiness. Yes, the ones that do not feel good are actually part of how you get to feeling better. It's your emotions, your intuition is working with you. They work together. Your intuition is trying to tell you, hey, something is off here. Something's not right. The focus isn't right, or someone in your life is not right that's creating these feelings, and you're not interacting like in a healthy way. You're not getting the right return, or you're not thinking about yourself in the right way, or you're not approaching it. That's what it's, right? It's trying to, hey, wake up. Time to shake. Wake. So taking a medication to wipe it away, that's not the answer. And there's people, and you know what? Again, hey, I don't diagnose. What I work with is how the emotions work holistically, how they affect your biology, how they change your physiology, how to use them as signals, and how to move yourself to a better feeling place, and how to take the freaking pressure off to be perfect, to feel perfect all the time. We have to get away from this misconception that I need to control my emotions, because emotions are not meant to be controlled. They are meant to be felt. If they don't feel good, they're doing their job. You're not listening and paying attention, maybe. Just because they don't feel good doesn't mean you want to get rid of them forever. They serve a purpose. You were created with those emotions on purpose. On purpose. Every emotion, here's the coolest thing, right? No matter where you live, man or woman, no matter your age, every human being has the same scale of emotions. All of them. Includes them all. They're all within you. Now, whether or not they're activated, that's a different story. That's a different piece of the puzzle here, because you just want to more activate the happy ones by living intuitively, trusting yourself, doing and honoring what you need. So you activate, and that's how you know, hey, I'm on the right path. I feel amazing. Whoa, I don't feel so good. I feel really off. I feel really down. I feel really stressed. I must not be on my right path. I'm ignoring something that I need to see, I need to hear, I need to feel in my life, and I'm not paying attention. And so my emotions are flaring up to let me know, hey, pal, we're steering off course. Time to get back on track. Right? And so this is about how to use these intuitive tools most effectively and not believe the hype. Not believe that you're broken. Not believe there's no way back. Not believe that you're stuck with this forever. Not believe that you have this thing. Like, you can't go catch it. Depression. We talk about it like it's a thing. It's not a thing. It's a state of feeling. The way I describe it is you have emotions that elevate you, right? They lift you. You feel lifted. You feel lighter. And then you have a set of emotions that weigh on you. They feel heavier. They depress on your energy. So you can feel elated, like your set of emotions that lifts you, lifts the pressure off. Woo, I'm in the flow. I'm doing good. Whoa, I have these heavy emotions. They are depressing on my energy. I can feel it. It's like they're weighing on me. They are depressing on me. Okay, so depression isn't something you have. It is the effect of feelings that you feel. Because stop, like, it's just this thing, like owning it like it's this label. Oh, I have depression. Nobody ever says that. Like, it's a good thing. Why would you want to claim something that doesn't feel good? Say, whoa, you know what? Seems to be something going on with my emotions and my focus here. It's time for me to get back in charge. I know you might think, oh, but you know what, Nicole, when you have depression, you can't do that. Says who? Because there are people who have depression. They were diagnosed with depression. And I've worked with them. They're doing amazing. So what, just some people? Just some people can do this? Just some people can get over it? No. There's a process to it. It's about taking that perspective and saying, this is my life, and I'm not going down like this. I'm not staying here. I can feel what I feel. I can honor how I feel, but I'm not staying here. This is not my forever place. Okay, emotions and thoughts, they're non-physical. They have an energetic component, and your emotions have really, we look at a thought. Thought creates an emotion. So your thought activates this chemical reaction and the chemicals in this emotion. And this emotion has a physical component. Why? So you feel it. Can't think something without feeling something. And the feeling is what signals what your thought was. It's too hard to track your thoughts. 60 to 70,000 thoughts every day. My goodness, that's a lot to keep track of. I have a lot of other things going on. I don't know about you. 60 to 70,000 thoughts on top of everything else. Yee! Right? So, but I can tune in. How am I feeling? How am I feeling? Where's my energy? Where's my energy? Am I feeling anxious? Am I feeling calm? What do I need to do? How do I adjust? Sounds like a lot of work. Yeah. Well, you know, in the beginning when I'm working with clients, it can be and it can feel clunky, but the more you notice what you notice, here's the problem. Most people notice, they feel down, and then that's where they stop. Oh, I feel down. Oh. I want you to notice what you notice. You know, I notice that I feel down, and I notice that I need to make an adjustment. So I don't just notice it and settle there. I noticed that I noticed it. If I notice what I notice and adjust, I'm good. If I just notice and settle, I'm done. So with these emotions and thoughts that are non-physical and they're energetic, wouldn't it make sense then to just really get good at energy management by tuning into how you're feeling and adjusting accordingly? So you become kind of like a ninja when it comes to your energy, no matter what's going on out there. Very important. Who cares what's going on out there? Can't change out there. Which can change is you inside, how you show up. That's what we talk about. right? Because, and the fact is, yes, all of us, everyone, I don't know, well, I haven't met anyone yet that hasn't, but everyone's had something along their path that just didn't go right, something that wasn't good, it wasn't nice, they felt bad, someone was mean, someone was maybe abusive, or, right, and then we have conditioning that goes on from that, so we develop these beliefs. This is how we then perceive our life. It's how these impressive things that happened from childhood on are the way that we're conditioned to perceive how our life goes. Example, I had a client come to me, our first conversation ever, and she, as I always give everyone I'm talking to, I give them space to show up and tell me your story, help me understand where you come from, where you're at, and they start sharing, and she was sharing, and I let her go, and she talked for about 15, 20 minutes and told me every single point in her life and how, and I mean it, like point to point to point, how everything never went her way. And how hard it was, and what a toll it took on her. And I understood, because it all made sense the way she was explaining it, and how she never reached her goal because this happened, and then she'd get so close, but then this would happen, then she got so close, and then this would happen. And I'm not kidding, she must have had at least 15 examples through those minutes. And they walked me through her entire life, and I gotta tell you, I listened, and it all made sense. I totally understood her perspective, I respected that, but then I said, you know, it's interesting. You told me how everything never happened for you, how you'd get so close and everything fell apart, and how you never actually reached or achieved your goal. But what I heard was a story of extreme determination and persistence to pursue this goal for all of your life, which was years and years and years. And you never gave up, even when other people would have said, this is too hard, I can't do it. You said, no, I'm going to try again. And you would go after it, and you would go after it, and you would go after it. Boy, if that doesn't deserve just, oh my God, like just commending you on your persistence and your determination. I don't know if I've ever met anybody as strong as you. And there was dead silence on the phone. And after about 5-10 seconds, she said, I have never looked at my life like that. I felt like a complete failure. I've been so depressed because I never made it. She said, I never looked at my life like that, that I never gave up. See, you know, that was a shift for her because I got to tell you, she's never been the same woman since. Since then, she has started commending herself. She has a very different perspective on life. She's started her own business. She would never have gone out in front of people before and is now sharing and, you know, doing things like live streaming and just loving her life, loving herself, loving her life. What I found out later was that prior to our conversation, she was actually considering whether or not to stay here in this world or decide to leave, and she could not find that perspective. See, so this is how I know that I don't care what you've been diagnosed with, and she was diagnosed, and she had all this history and things, and now she's just living this beautiful life and helping other people and loving herself. And no matter what happens, she has the tools and the strategies, and she knows that she's going to be good no matter what, right? She says, everything's always working out for me. Like, what a shift of perspective to go from nothing ever happens for me, everything always falls apart, I always come up short, to everything's always working out for me. And other people in our community have commended her. My God, look at you, and you're so strong, and you're so resilient, and this is just so amazing, and look, and oh, your energy, and you inspire me. See, so I just never, I never will let anybody believe that this is it, man, this is it. You're just stuck here, it's all you have, because I've watched it happen too many times where, nope, just with a flip of that perspective, and life takes on a whole different look, feel, and light. So let's get into some of the myths that we need to leave. Now, there's a lot about like depression. Maybe, you know, you're just weak, or it's the sign of mental weakness. And, you know, truthfully, growing up with a mother who was always in therapy, and always back then it was Valium. We didn't have, there weren't antidepressants back then to save everyone, you know, so it was Valium. I don't know what that really did, except I know what it did for my mother when she took them wrong. It was not pretty, right? Sleeping for days, just out of it, completely out of it, acting so strange. And then going to therapy, but coming home and actually seeming worse and going through therapists like crazy than other episodes, right? So in my mind growing up, I was like, that depression stuff, man, that's crazy. That's just weak. You just got to be strong. And so I moved through my life and I was very, very strong. And then I thought I was doing all the right things, building all the right things, working on all the right goals. And all of a sudden everything started to fall apart. I didn't know at the time that was my awakening. However, I remember feeling like I can't do this anymore. I'm tired. I am wore out. Everything I thought I knew fell apart. My whole life crumbled. Okay. And thank you, universe, for cracking me wide open and helping me really find myself, because that's what happened. I had to come back to myself because, boy, I was living really out there. I was what everybody else, and this is what I need to do, and about what everybody else thought, and I just have to achieve. And then it all went away. I mean, literally everything went away. And I remember driving, and I was thinking to myself, I just can't. I was crying, tears streaming down my face, hands on my steering wheel, and I'm like, I'm doing the, you know, the God talk where you're like, dear God, please make this go away. I can't do this anymore. It's too hard. And I was like, that's what it felt like. I felt like I was at the bottom of the mountain, but I had already climbed 10 mountains and there was another one. It's like every time I'd get to the, where I thought I was making, you know, way and I was getting ahead, then it felt like someone would just increase that mountain. And what I realized was I felt so small. I felt really small and I felt really stuck. And as I'm having this like pleading, begging, ugly conversation, I said, I can't do it anymore. The truth was I didn't want to do it anymore. See, because that moment, if I said I can't do it anymore, if I literally couldn't do it anymore, I would have like, poof, I was gone. But that's not what happens. I just didn't want to do it anymore. But here's the truth. I didn't want to do it the way I was doing it. And so as I said that, as the words literally out loud, alone in my car, tears streaming on my face, and I said, I can't do this anymore. I'm too tired. I got this, thank you, intuition. And my guides popped an image of my sons in my head. And a voice said, this is what I heard, but they need you. And I thought, they need me? Look at me, I'm a mess. How could they need this? And that's when the next thought came in. No, no, they don't need this, they need you. And I realized, this isn't me. This, I can't do this, it's too hard. That's not me. That's a belief that I have about my life. And I need to change that. And that is exactly what happened. And I started to work on who the hell am I? Who am I? Who am I? What do I want my sons to know me as? Who do I want to be known as? How am I going to show up in my life? What am I still here to do? Is there like, okay, so I'm still a mom and they still need me. Is that my purpose? I needed a purpose because I felt like everything I was working on was just falling away, right? So this isn't a weakness, okay? It's not a sign of weakness, and it's not, I get it. It's not just like, just toughen up and get over it already, but it is really about coming back to yourself, right? So it doesn't mean you're crazy, but you got to come back to yourself. Like, who are you? You have to know that. And here's what I knew. I knew that I was not that person driving in the car with the tears streaming down my face, begging and pleading for it to be over. That's not who I am. So it's not a sign of weakness. It's also, but it has to be a sign of strength. Yes? And so another myth around depression is that it's just a medical disease. It's just like diabetes. Actually, no, it's not. I mean, this is according to science. Now, look, we got science here, okay? So according to science, right, depression is not a pure medical disease. Just like ADHD is not like that. Okay, now I know some people call these disorders. I don't really like the word. I don't like the labels. I'm just saying there's no science right now that you don't get a blood test that shows you're depressed. However, if you stay in a state of depressed thinking, you can develop other diseases, dis-ease. It is dis-ease. It is chaos in your body. There's really one disease in the whole wide world, and it is chaos. Chaos at the cellular level, that is chaos within the body. When you have chaos within the body, whether it be mental, emotional, physical, you will develop from that issues. It will deteriorate your relationships, your physical body. It will deteriorate your belief in yourself, your production levels, your fill in the blank. Okay, and depression is not just like being extremely sad or having grief. We've all, unfortunately, sadly, right, probably lost someone or lost something. We're sad, we're down. And then it starts to pass and we go, you know what, getting back to life, here's what it is. But it is a, like this overwhelming, this hopeless feeling, and there is no end in sight. That is the issue. There's no end in sight. I can never make this go away, is the conditioned belief that starts to happen, where you can feel down and sad for a bit, or you can even feel out of it for a bit, right? You feel a little off or whatever, but you make some adjustments and then you move back into it. But this conditioning that there's no end in sight, there's no end in sight. It's always going to be this way. It's always going to be this way. That's what starts to impact in a more permanent way. I already talked about this, does not discriminate. It is young people, old people, although I do get super annoyed. I remember hearing about them diagnosing babies with depression. I was like, are you serious? Let's just condition them from the beginning then that you're depressed. What do you think they're going to grow up and say? Oh, I have depression. Right? But it does show, and why are they saying women are more likely to develop? Because women are more likely to go and get help. Men, what are men? Men are taught, suck it up, toughen up. Hey, too bad, so sad, man. Life moves on. You're a guy. Come on. Right? But men have emotions too. They have feelings. They feel things. Right? And I already talked about this, but no, antidepressants are not the answer. And some people think, like, if I get on a medication, it's going to be for the rest of my life. I just have to take this. No, but I'm not telling you, if you're on a medication, do not go off your medication because you listen to my podcast, okay? That's not what we're talking about here. But I do have clients in working with their physicians who, after learning these holistic approaches and being their best advocate and taking charge of their life and understanding why their emotions are showing up. Did you hear what I said? Understanding why their emotions are showing up and what to do about it. Yes, that's what we work on. Have gone off and completely actually eliminated being on their antidepressants and their anxiety medications. Now that's when you have the right tools and support in place. It is not just a random thing that you want to ever do on your own, because you are altering your brain chemistry, and there's you know, depending on what kind of medication you're on, so don't do that. But I am saying that no, you don't have to. No, medication's not the answer. And some people say, well, you know, but people just need to do that because they need the help. Look, I'm not the person. I'm not here to tell you what you need to do. You need to decide that. That's what I'm here to tell you. You are your best advocate. If you go to a physician and someone tells you, oh, you have depression here, they rip off the paper, they give you a little script, that's up to you whether you take it or not, or you do something else. It's not up to them. It's not up to me. It's up to you. This is what I can't stand, is when people think they have, I just don't know. I have no brain. I have no this, because they said I need to do this. Stop. It's your life. You make the decision. And I don't care. I've had medical professionals, I've had them look at me about decisions, you know, when my kids were growing up and things, nope, we're not doing that. And they're like, what? But have you read the brochures? And they hand you all the brochures. I go, yeah, where are the brochures that tell me why I don't have to do it? That whole brochure tells me everything, why I should do it and I need to do it. And it's all fear-based written brochures. Give me one that says the opposite. And then I'll weigh out, and that's exactly what I've always done. Let me do my research. Thank you for your input. Let me do my research and see what feels right for myself, feels right for my family. And that's what I have taught my kids. I try to teach them as you grow up. There's a lot of people in your life that are going to try to tell you what to do. And if you decide different, they're going to look at you cross-eyed like, you're crazy. What are you, crazy? Truth be told, my children were not vaccinated. And yes, they still were allowed in school. I wrote the waiver. And that was still a pretty tough time back when they were younger. And you know what? My kids are very healthy, by the way, because we focused on preventative health care, chiropractic, exercise, you know, fitness, getting up, getting moving, eating the right food, sleeping, drinking water, having healthy relationships. That was our focus. And so, but I had a lot of doctors and nurses. What? What do you mean you're not going to vaccinate? So this is about you being your own advocate. And no, depression is not inherited. My mother tried to tell me that. Well, you know, depression runs in our family. Now, that's not untrue, because it did. My grandmother was depressed. You know, my great-grandmother, she got older. She seemed, I mean, my mother. So I'm not saying it wasn't there. But I also know the conditioning. I could have easily, I had lots and lots and lots and lots of reasons to be depressed. I could list them for you for hours. Okay, a lot of reasons. The household I grew up with was extremely negative and heavy and dark. Lots of guilt trips going on in my house when I was growing up. My mother loved to make me responsible for her happiness all the time, or lack of it, I should say. Right? So I remember her saying that to me, and I remember every, like, it was like every hair on my body and every muscle in my body just got like, urgh! And I thought, no way. I am not living like that. Just didn't feel right. See, my intuition said, no, no, Nicole, don't you believe in that. Right? So as you're listening to certain things and things light you up and you go, yeah, 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 I love that, I love that, I love that. That's your intuition. If you hear things and it's like, oh, no, no, that is not a fit, that is not for me, that's your intuition too. Thank you for this beautiful system called intuition, right? So there's a lot of information out there about this topic. What you have to do, you have to be the detective, okay? And you and your intuition, you're going to pal up and you're going to look at all the information, whether it's coming from a doctor or a physician, you're reading a blog, you're listening to my podcast, you're seeing something on TV, whatever it is, and you're going to say, hey, intuition, give me your thoughts on this. Like, how are you feeling? What are you feeling with this, right? So it's like you two are putting your heads together. And intuition's like, I don't know. That doesn't feel like a fit. I don't think that's for us. And you go, okay, I'm with you. I'm feeling you. That's not for me. Thank you. I'll pass. Now, there are some things where you're going to hear it and you're going to go, ooh, that feels right. And I don't know what that is for you. That only you know that. But you got to trust yourself. It's okay for you to have a different feeling on something, even if it's being presented to you as the and all, like this is what you need to do. And everything in you is saying, mm-mm, no. You got to trust that. Okay. Now, this isn't just about like depression. This is everything. Where you invest your money, where you work, whether or not you decide to move forward in a relationship, whether to stay or leave a marriage. There's a lot of examples. There's a lot of areas in life. You have to tune in and trust yourself, because if you, here's what I can tell you. If you are either not aware your intuition is, and your intuition's working for you 100% of the time, it is always right. Pretty sweet, right? However, not if you don't know that. Not if you're too distracted, because you've tried, you're off course, you're not on your purpose or your path, and you're off course and you're like, something's missing and I just don't know what it is. So you're trying all these other things, right? You're hanging out with the wrong people, or well, maybe it's this hobby. No, I don't really like that. Maybe it's my work. It must be my, no, it's not that. Maybe I should do this. And you just bounce through your life doing all these different things, and all of it brings you back to like, I'm just, something's missing. I don't know what it is. Maybe you're an overachiever, but none of it really feels like anything. You're like, this is it. This is the goal. And you work, you work, you work, you work, and then you get there and you're like, nope. That's not it. Something's still missing. See, that's that, those things. And then, or you have this, you know something is off. You know it, but you're trying to ignore it. You're either not talking to the person that you always talk to for whatever the reason. You don't want to tell them something. Maybe you're afraid they're going to be disappointed in you, so you're not talking with them as much. You're avoiding them, but you can feel it doesn't feel right, because that's the person who always brings you back to yourself, you know, right? We all have that. You don't want to talk to the person who can, like, knows you inside out, and they get one word out of your mouth and they're like, what are you doing? What are you doing? And you're like, what? What do you mean? Like, this isn't you. I don't know what you're talking. And you know they know what they're talking about. And that's why you didn't want to talk to them, right? Or maybe you're with someone and you know they're not right for you. Could be a friend. Maybe start hanging out with a new coworker because they seem really cool or something, right? And you're like, and you just get this feeling. Or you started a business and you know you want your own business. You can feel it. There's something. You're supposed to be doing something. Maybe it's this. And then you try one. It just doesn't fit. Doesn't feel right. You're forcing yourself. And then you think it's just you. And then there's all this stuff, right? So we got all these intuitive signals. But if you're ignoring them, that can add to how you feel or don't feel, definitely. Okay. This is where you have to take a step back and really assess. Be real honest with yourself. Like, down to the nitty-gritty, observe yourself in your life. Say, what do you see? On an average day, average week, how are you operating? How are you feeling? How are you showing up? Is that who you really, really are? Is that how you want to feel, right? So, great. So, you be your own advocate is one of the best tips I can ever give you on anything. You feel what you feel for a reason. You have to learn to trust that. But there are other things that can help with this, which will run through here before we wrap up. It's definitely, man, get a routine. If you're in a rut, change up your routine. Okay, look at your routine. Does it excite you? I love to call, is it exciting and inviting? Does it inspire you? Or are you bored? Okay, it's the same thing with, like, you get sick of a workout. Well, yeah, change up the workout. Okay, so look at it, but you have to have a routine at least to feel like if you're out of work, you still get up early, right? Still work through that. Like, even our off days, where my routine is pretty much the same 7 days a week. There's a couple little changes I make on Sundays. It's my anything goes day, but where I don't plan anything. But other than that, I'm pretty much the same, because I like my routine. But if I get bored with my routine where I'm not feeling, then I change up some order of things. I change things up, right? Setting goals means, you know, when you're down, right? When you're really down, you might feel like you just can't do anything. Nothing's going right. So it makes you feel worse. Set some daily goals. You don't have to, look, when you're down and out, yeah, I just want to change my whole entire life. Little overwhelming. Okay, so just set some daily goals. Today, I'm going to get my laundry done. Today, I'm going to go for a 10-minute walk. Today, I'm going to smile just for the shit of it. I'm just going to smile. Like, do it right now. Just smile. Just smile. See, you don't need a reason to smile. You activate the smile. Do you know when you smile, you actually fool your brain into thinking you're happy? Do you know that, like, children, they laugh and they smile up to 400 times per day. Adults are like 12 or 14. Why? Because you want somebody to make you laugh. We've gotten lazy, don't you think? Hey, make me laugh. Come on, entertain me. We just want to be entertained. Just smile. Like, I'll be in the car and I'm just smiling. I'm like, oh, I can feel I'm frowning. Time to smile. Put a smile on. Not like a fake, like, pretend everything's fine. Fun, fine, put a smile on. But I'm saying, you activate it. Be the activator in your life, right? So set those daily goals. Because when you do that, you make a little mini goal and you do it. You're like, ha ha, I kick ass. I'm a badass. I did the dishes, right? Like, don't you, when you, doesn't matter what it is, who cares? We love getting it done. That's what we're about. Okay? And you start to feel a little bit better, you can add more challenging goals. You don't have to change the world as your first goal, for crying out loud. Like, just start somewhere. Get your body moving. That is for sure. If you feel stuck, you feel in a rut, and it's been going and going and going, I would bet $100 right now that you have been sitting and laying down as much as possible. You are walking and exercising as little as possible. I would just bet it. If you feel down, your energy, bloop, and as soon as you sit, because that's typically when we feel down, we sit. Why? Because it's heavy. I got this like 1,000 pounds of emotional stuff on my back. I got to sit down with it. As soon as you sit down, all your systems shut down. You're not burning calories. Energy's not flowing, not moving. Okay, thank goodness that, you know, God made our heartbeat all on its own and breathing. But the rest of it, right? So get up. Get up. I don't care if you stretch, you do yoga, you march in place. You don't want to go outside? March in place. Just get going. Like right now, get up. Just start marching, moving, move your arms, swing your arms. You sit in a desk all day, stand up. I used to stand up. I would do push-ups. I would do push-ups on my desk. I would do push-ups on the floor. You could ask people who walk by, they'd be like, what the? I'd be doing jumping jacks because I just can't sit that long. You're not made to sit. Get up and move. Your energy wants to move. Food is a big thing. The lower and the heavier you feel, the slower and lower your vibration, and the lower and the heavier vibration foods you're going to reach for. That means the ones that come in a box, that come out of a grease pan, right? They're in that little basket that they dip in there and it's drive-through. No, you got to eat healthy. Food is energy. Right now, I happen to be on day 3. I am eating the rainbow this week. That is my plan for the week. I started with red foods. I had some beet and red apple juice, and then I had I baked up some beets that night. I had a lot of beets that day, and I had some tomatoes and some strawberries, right? And I'm moving through, and now I'm on day 3. I'm on yellow, so I made some fresh lemon water, and I made up some pear and lemon juice this morning. Later, I have some other foods, some squash and things, and then I'm going to move through. It's been so fun. It's just like a change-up, right? So you got to eat healthy. Your body loves it, and foods that come in their own wrapper, that means thank you, Mother Nature, for feeding, for transferring that energy. That's a great energy exchange. Your body loves to eat healthy, but also, what emotions are you eating? What are you feeding yourself? You feeding yourself that emotional junk food, right? That goes with it. You got to get enough sleep. If you're not getting enough sleep, I can just tell you, your body is just taxed. It's like a crabby little toddler. You know, they don't get enough sleep. Hey, what, you think that changes as we're adults? No. Body needs sleep, right? So it's resting, but not sleeping because you want to sleep your life away. I'm saying just resting, allowing your body to rest and replenish and rejuvenate and heal itself, right? Also, you know, taking on responsibilities, but not as in taking everybody else's responsibilities and doing everything for everyone so that you have no time for yourself. That's not what I'm talking about, but purposeful things. What is meaningful for you? Add more meaning in your life. If you have meaningful things in your day, it is harder to feel down, because one of the things that I truly believe, after all the work that I have done, after all the people that I have worked with, if they do not feel a sense of purpose, if they have a message, a desire, which everyone does, has this calling, this mission to share, they want other people to know something, and they have something to express, something to share, and they don't do it. What Wayne Dyer used to say, don't die with your music still in you. When that music stays in you and you're not expressing it, it is more likely that you are going to feel down, you're going to feel small, you're going to feel insignificant, and you're going to feel very unhappy and unfulfilled. Find that outlet. Take on those meaningful responsibilities. I know you want to pull back when you don't feel good, but boy, when you're in alignment and you're like, this is why I'm here. See, every day, whether I have an hour of sleep or I do sleep, but whether I get up super early or something's happened, I come in late from a flight or something, and I still want to get up because I got stuff I got to get out there. I want to help people. I want to share this message. I want to activate. I want to activate within you this desire to truly feel alive, to feel most full of life. And that comes from doing meaningful things in your life, sharing meaningful moments with other people. It is about transferring this meaningful passion and energy with another person, connecting with another person in that way. Watching someone like, you know, being on the phone with someone who's like high and down and like this. And then we start talking, I start asking, and then we start opening things and it starts activating. They start talking faster and more forceful and they start talking like this. Oh, I just know and I have this message and this is what I want to do. And man, that's a rush for me. I literally get to be part of someone filling with life. This is not an impossible thing to, you know, this is about like negative thoughts. Here's what I want you to know. Everyone has negative thoughts. You need to get over that. I don't care if you have negative thoughts. Okay. I care if you believe them though. If you have negative thoughts and everyone has negative chatter, it just the 60 to 70,000, I told you that already, right? That this negative thinking though, okay. It's not about what the thoughts are. It's if you believe them or not. So you hear them, you notice them, big deal. So you go, okay, yeah, you know what? That's not true for me. Here's what is true for me. I am in charge of me. This is my life. I can do whatever I want. I can get up again. I can figure out how to express myself in the world that feels meaningful for me. I can find my passion. I can live my mission, right? You can do the things. This is the kind of chatter that you need to have going on. And it is a practice. It is a practice. It is a practice. Okay. It is always about finding a better feeling thought. What do you need to hear today? Because that's what I'm going to leave you with. What is it that you need to hear today? First of all, let's just take the pressure off, because it's not about going from I feel so down and out and miserable and there's no end in sight to wee, I'm so blissful and my life is just perfect. Okay. We just need to get over that. But what do you need to hear today? There's a lot of different ways to do this, but the main thing is you have to be there for yourself. What do you need to hear today? Because I guarantee, even if there's something you need to hear and it comes from someone else, but you feel down and out about yourself, it doesn't matter what they say. I know this because I tried to tell my mother for years that she was good enough. I tried to tell her for years that she was lovable, that you know, it was going to be okay, that, you know, I said a lot of things. And finally, at one point in my life, I looked at her and I said, I can't tell you anymore. I could tell you 1,000 times a day and it wouldn't be enough. Until you tell yourself, nothing else will ever fix this. It will never make it go away. You have to be there for yourself. You have to be your best advocate. You have to be your own badass. You understand? You have to be there to tell yourself what you need to hear and to assess your life. Take a step back. And if you don't know how to do that, that's what I teach you. That's how I work with people, okay? But this is about getting really in tune with who you are and who you want to be. This is about activating your insight, living with insight, in sight, okay? That means you go within to look for what you need to know, and that is from the place you live from, you express from that place inside. You be true to yourself. To me, there would be no such thing as depression, even though I have feelings that I don't think it's a thing. Okay, it's become a thing. In society, it's a thing. Don't make it a thing for you. You be there for you. And that is obviously what I'm here to help you with. Now, you can grab your, guess what? Yeah, I have something for you. You can grab your Insight Activation Toolkit. It's going to help you not only assess, give you some clarity around what's ego, what's intuition, give you some clarity around the things that really are interfering with the intuitive signals that are tried and true and there for you. It's also going to help you assess what's working, not working, where are you living intuitively. I mean, just imagine, right? Trusting yourself the most to make all your decisions, whether that's who to hire, what doctor to go to or not go to, decisions to make about how you handle things in your life, your business, your job, your goals, your career, your family, your relationships. Can't go wrong, man. You have this divine system. You came with it. And it works. It works. It works for you. It's always working for you. Okay? I thank you for joining me. This is, again, about going from limited to liberated. And it's always my intention to bring light to things that seem one-sided, seem a million-sided, so that you can assess and pick the side that works for you, pick the perspective that works for you. Thank you for joining me. I look forward to joining you again on Limited to Liberated. Have a wonderful, amazing, wonderful, amazing life. Okay, we have one life. It's so precious. It's so amazing. Every day is an opportunity. Every day I get up, I say, thank you so much for this opportunity. Thank you so much for this opportunity. Thank you so much for this opportunity to get up, to inspire, to activate, to connect with someone just like you, right? With you, to help you do the same in your life. I look forward to joining you on another episode. Go have an amazing life. I'll see you back soon. Bye for now.